Defense Secretary Gates is working on another vital issue, cutting the Pentagon budget. He set a goal of saving more than $150 billion during the next 5 years. Gates is looking to shave $35 billion of that from the U.S. Navy. The World's Jason Margolis tells us about one area where some think those savings could come from.
Secretary Gates told the branches of the military, cut your bottom lines. The Navy said it will meet its budget by trimming personnel. That makes sense to the Navy brass, says Stephen Biddle at the Council on Foreign Relations.
The Navy sees its identity as being, understandably enough, in sailing ships. So if by eliminating some staff organizations that they don't think they need, they can get more ships out on the ocean doing what the Navy is there to do, they're in favor of that.
But does the U.S. Navy need more ships on the ocean? It's already far and away the biggest Navy in the world. For example, take the aircraft carrier. The Navy has 11 carriers. That's half of the world's total. The Navy deploys 3 aircraft carriers at all times. And it's not just the carriers. More than 60 fighter jets ride along with each one. So does a squadron of about a dozen ships to protect the carrier. This flotilla can send shudders of fear into any nation. Some argue, however, that these aircraft carriers and the jets and the ships that deploy with them are relics of the Cold War. Stephen Biddle says that argument is a familiar one.
There are a lot of people in the Cold War who thought that aircraft carriers were a relic. I mean, the whole debate over is the aircraft carrier obsolete has been around for a long, long time. What makes them so controversial is that they are huge concentrations of capability in one point, which makes them potentially vulnerable, and it also makes them tremendously expensive.
The U.S. has plans to build 3 replacement aircraft carriers at a cost of more than $5 billion each.
Why do we need 11 carrier battle groups when nobody in the rest of the world has more than one?
Former Assistant Secretary of Defense Lawrence Korb doesn't propose scrapping aircraft carriers. He just wants to scale back their numbers. Korb says aircraft carriers were instrumental in the wars in Korea and Vietnam. But that was a long time ago.
It is a completely different era, and we're not going to fight large conventional battles anymore. The wave of the future is going to be used unmanned aircraft and special forces to deal with threats like we see in Yemen. And if you look at the situations in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Navy has played a very, very, very minor role, particularly in Afghanistan, which is completely landlocked.
Korb adds that enemy missiles can now reach U.S. aircraft carriers, which are, after all, slow-moving targets. Northrop Grumman is building the first of the new aircraft carriers. The company has a special unit that studies the future of war and helps invent new weaponry. The group is working on 21st-century technologies like lasers and cyber warfare. The unit prepares and predicts. But former unit director Bob Hoffa says it's difficult to know what ship, plane, or weapon will work best in the future.
It's very hard to look out much further than 5 to 10 years. I just played in a war game here over the last few days, and the scenario was 2030, and trying to stretch your imagination to 20 years is extraordinarily difficult to do.
This leaves Secretary Gates in a tough position. The military has to maximize its ability to fight and minimize its expenses. There are a lot of different opinions about how to do that. In the end, though, Congress gets to decide the military budget. And all good lawmakers know that if a ship or weapon is built in their district, well then, of course, that ship or weapon is the one the Navy simply cannot do without. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.